John Todd presents from San Diego, the Border Singers.
I'm going to do something. I can display my piano playing prowess.
Come on. Why not, if we have the stuff?
Come to sing a song for you, so we will sing together, and we will sing together. Now we will sing together. We've come to sing a song for you, so we will sing together as we march along. For we are marching to Pretoria, Pretoria, Pretoria. For we are marching to Pretoria, Pretoria today.
Come sing with us, we'll sing with you. So we will sing together, and we will sing together.
Now we will sing together. Come sing with us, we'll sing with you. So we will sing together as we march along. For we are marching to Pretoria, Pretoria, Pretoria. For we are marching to Pretoria, Pretoria today. For we are marching to Pretoria, Pretoria, Pretoria.
Thank you. Once upon a time, many, many years ago, there lived a prison. And inside of this prison...
E-I-E-I-O.
Thank you, Frank.
Tell us the nursery.
And inside of this prison lived a group of men.
They were called prisoners, Todd.
Yeah, called prisoners. Thank you. It slipped my mind for a minute there. They were composed mainly of Teamsters and old General Electric executives and things like that. But more importantly, outside of this prison ran a railroad track. And every evening about midnight, the train would come around the curve in the track, and the light from the engine would shine in the windows of the prison. And it was rumored by the men inside that whomever this light would strike, that well, they would go free.
So it happened. And they were all fighting in front of the light.
That isn't what it meant at all. It meant they would go free the next day. I don't know who started this rumor, but at any rate, it makes a nice song. It's called The Midnight Special.
Well, you wake up in the morning, you hear the big bell ring. Marching to the table, you see the same old thing, knife and forker on the table. There's nothing in your hand, not a doggone thing, but you say anything about it. You're in trouble with a man, so let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever loving light on me. Now let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever loving light on me.
Now if you ever go to Houston, then you'd better walk right.
Man, you'd better walk tall.
And you'd better not quarrel. And you'd better not fight, cause the sheriff will arrest you. He's gonna take you down. And if the jury finds you guilty, you're penitentiary bound. So let the midnight special
shine a light on me.
Miss Rosie, how in the world do you know?
I know her by her apron and by the dress she wore, umbrella on her shoulder, a piece of paper in her hand. I heard her yell to the jailer, turn loose of my man, let the midnight special shine a light on me.
We'd like to do a song now that
there's no room up here anymore since I got my ragtime piano.
Well, hey, you're dressed like it. You want to join the group? We'd like to do a song now that...
Can I do my square dance calls here, fella?
No, I wish you wouldn't.
I'd like to do them, though. I really enjoy doing square dance calls.
I don't want him to do
ever since that we come to Oklahoma, he's wanted to become a square dance caller, and we have to kind of...
I really have a thing about square dance calls.
Because he's halfway there now, you see, he's already a square. Now he has to do it.
Okay, okay.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Okay, I'll go ahead and intro this one. This is a song...
You never answered me, though.
No, you can't do square dance calls. Nobody does square dance calls.
Square dance callers do them all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just don't make those big general statements.
Forget about those guys. This song tells about the more rural type of living, and that's why he wants to do square dance calls. As a matter of fact, when we came back to Oklahoma for the first time, we thought there was going to be a lot of this type of thing going on. And there was. And anyway, Todd picked up some of these square dance calls and everything, and it's really lousy. This song tells about
a few other things too, but damn
it. Yeah, I know. We won't talk about those. Anyway, this tells about this man who's living out on a farm, and he's awakened in the middle of the night. That was really something. How'd I do that? In the middle of the night by his wife, which was scary enough. But it seems that the subject matter of her waking him up was a goose, which kind of scared. No.
Oh, come on.
Not that kind. It seems this fox crept into the yard and stole the family goose. And so she's waking this guy, John, up and saying,
Joel, the great goose is missing.
Yeah, that's
basically
what she says. Features Bob Gallagher on the throat.
Yeah, I'm going to play my throat in this.
Go ahead.
No, actually, I'm not going to
square dance calls, Bob. What a pest the guy is.
No, I'm not going to do his square dance calls.
They're good. I worked on
the reason why I like this song is because I studied voice for about 15 years up the road a little ways. It was a place called El Reno. And I was already up there making license plates, so I thought I might as well learn how to do something constructive. So I took voice. And this song shows the excellent results.
For he had many a mile
I guess that was your fox sound, wasn't it?
Wasn't my goose sound that to go that night.
Creech, creech, creech.
Now wait a minute,
don't ask him.
What kind of an animal is that?
That's a creature. And they go, creech. And they go like,
before he reached the town, oh, town, oh, many a mile ago that night, before he reached the town, oh.
Oh, the fox went out on a chilly night, prayed to the moon to give him light. He had many a mile to go that night, before he reached that town, oh.
Town, oh, many a mile ago that night, before he reached that town, oh.
He ran to the gate to a great big pen. The ducks and the geese were kept therein. Said, couple of you gonna grease my chin before I leave this town.
Town, oh, town, oh, couple of you gonna grease my chin before I leave this town.
He grabbed the gray goose by the neck, swung that duck across his back. He didn't mind that quack, 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 for the legs all dangling down, oh.
Down, oh, down.
Old Mother Flip Flop jumped out of bed. Out of that window she cocked her head. Cried, John, John, the great goose is gone.
John, the great goose is missing.
Down, oh, down, oh, John, John, the great goose is gone. The fox is on.
on the town. Well, the old man left for the old left hand and the partner and rushed up there and swing your girl behind the shack and kiss that girl with a freckle on her back. Go see the old right hand and the right near partner and rushed up there and gets the center and back to the bar and lays the center from a Texas star.
Not a bit.
Johnny ran to the top of the hill, blew his horn both loud and shrill. Foxy said, I better flee with my kill, soon be on my trail.
Be on my trail, oh, trail, oh. Foxy said, I better flee with my kill, oh, soon be on my trail, oh.
He ran till he came to his cozy den. There were his little ones, 8, 9, 10. Say, Daddy, Daddy, better go back again, because it must be a mighty fine town.
Town, oh, town, oh, Daddy, Daddy, better go back again, because it must be a mighty fine town, oh.
The fox and his wife was out in strife, cut up the goose with a fork and knife. They never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones, oh.
Bones, oh, bones, oh. They never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones. Oh, no, they never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones, oh.
Thank you very much. It seems that most of the more popular folk songs are those which we remember the most, are those which tell the story.
I have some other square dance
of a,
if you'd like to hear some of them.
I have another set.
Of a primitive group of people who have a tragic circumstance happen to them, and therefore they preserve this to tell a story and also to serve as a lesson to other people. And once such circumstance took place on the Matra Bay over on the coast of Portugal. And,
of course. Of course. Watch his mouth again, do a thing with it.
No. My father paid $1,000 to fix my nose, and now my tongue won't work. Actually, no, they depend upon fishing for their entire livelihood in this village on the Matra Bay. And every morning when the fishing boats go out to sea, they gather down there to help them get off for the day and also to bring in the day's catch. But many evenings, maybe 10 boats will go out in the morning and only 7 will return. There was a little boy in this village who had never...
325 came back.
Little boy in this village who had never been to sea before.
Very fertile bunch of ships. There's a pillow.
Yeah, I know. The pillow. His mother told him of the dangers of going to sea being so young and not believing in any of the superstitious sea lords that the other men did believe in. And as a result, they think that he caused the circumstance. At any rate, it makes a good story. And since I wrote it, I can say anything I want to about it.
There. It's called the Matra Bay.
His mother told him not to go to sea, but he went on anyway. His mother told him not to ever stray, but he sailed from the Matra Bay, the bay, but he sailed from the Matra Bay. La 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 la. Was plain to see he'd never sailed before by the way that he walked on board. He said jinx to have on the ship, some said, for he fears not the great sea lord, the lord, for he fears not the great sea lord. La 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 la. Was on that night, and because of that boy, that these brave, brave men did die. And as they lie in the ocean's tomb, they all heard his mother cry her cry. For my boy, these men did die. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la. On that night, and because of that boy, that these brave, brave men did die. And as they lie in the ocean, they all heard his mother cry, her cry. For my boy, these men did die. For my boy, these men did die. For my boy, these men did die. For my boy, these men did die.
Turn everything off.
Hey, the piano. The piano's really neat.
Thank you. It's all right. I have to have a whole bunch of light on this one.
That's funny. Are you doing all your tricks?
I'm doing all my tricks. I'm running through my repertoire. Right. Several years ago in the city of Boston, Massachusetts, a terrible, that's right near Hyannisport, for those of you that aren't geographically oriented.
I thought that was a wine.
No, that's a little town there.
What have we been drinking then? We've been drinking Boston.
No, but a terrible calamity took place in Boston when the Metropolitan Transit Authority decided to increase their fares by a nickel. Now, of course, a goodly share of the population was affected by this. But this next song we would
good
like to sing.
Some of them were affected even before this.
Probably, yeah. But one particular fellow was more affected than any of them because he didn't have that nickel to pay the extra fare, and he got on the subway and he never came back again. And this is his story. Poor old Charlie.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain. Coming around the mountain, she'll be coming.
What?
You've
been listening to what I was saying there instead of thinking of funny things to say. Well, I was going down the road doing 90 miles an hour when the chain on my bicycle broke. The grass with a sprocket in my pocket was tickled to death by the boat.
You get a kick out of doing stuff like that, do you? Yeah, it's just a dirty stuff.
I just threw that in for a little humor. Let me tell you of the story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, kissed his wife and family, went to ride on the MTA. He handed in his dime at the Kendall Square station and he changed for Jamaica Plain. Well, when he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off of that train.
Will he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned.
What will happen?
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned. Now all night long, Charlie rides through the tunnel saying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury? Poor boy, will he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned.
Lonesome Charlie,
he may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returns. Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:30.
With her heart.
And through an open window, she hands Charlie a sandwich as a train rumbles through. Will he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned.
Boston,
she may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned.
All together
now, ye citizens of Boston, don't you think that it's a scandal that these people have to pay and pay?
Yeah, yeah!
Fight the fare and freeze. I say, boycott the line.
Let's get Charlie out that MTA. Or else he'll never return. No, he'll never return.
Charlie,
he may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man right. Forever need the streets of Boston. He's a man
without a nickel to his name.
Who never comes with a doggone train.
Thank you very much. We'd like to do a foreign language song now at this time, and this is one that we do entirely in Russian, and we call it our Russian song.
Yeah.
And it's the Russian song of youth.
I thought you were going to go blank there for a minute.
And no, that's the way you say youth.
Yes, I know.
Oh, I see. It's his problem, not mine. But it's a rather difficult language, and we don't really know all the words to it yet. But since it is done entirely in Russian, it really won't make any difference because you won't know whether we know it. And well, actually, even if we did know it, you wouldn't know it because...
You wouldn't know that we knew it, even because you don't know it. So how would you know whether we knew it or not?
Well, at any rate, it's the Russian song of youth.
Let's forget it.
Ласентриятая мискаровская, подарала мне якая мосоровская. Мискарала рысакаты, пошарала рысакаты, не я яты, ята рота, но то поскара. Эй-я-ей, си-ей-ей, монса-ей, пуше-ей. Мискарала рысакаты, пошарала рысакаты, митароя яякаты, малорусская. Шала низко соспевается, и мы сашил яма дело потирается. Эй, да булин, 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 да булин, 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 мама пола соскалая, пия руленка. Эй, пия ей, си ей ей, монца ей, уше ей. Эй, да булин, 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 да булин, 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 мама сопа жила своя вила.
It's a funny song because we have no idea what it says, and we all interpret some of these passages differently.
It means the cat house.
Todd has a real dirty conception of it, and it's, we don't know what
it is. It's our red song, isn't it?
Hey, we forgot her today. There.
Did we forget her?
Yeah.
Poor baby.
We'd like to do a psychological song now. This tells about the guy who invented psychology. And that was Bob's dad. No, that came up.
Mother thinks so.
Anyway, this song tells about a psychologist, the very first one. So I'd like to tell a story to preface it. It's all right with you guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
This guy went to the psychiatrist and he was having trouble with his wife. Now they were having trouble with one another late at night. They were having trouble with their relations.
Their in-laws.
Not their in-laws, their relations. And, you know, and anyway, they were. And so he went to the psychiatrist and he told him about it. The psychiatrist as well. He says, all the romance and spark and fire and vigor has gone out of your relationship. He says, what you need to do is assert yourself. And, yeah, come on, you're running. There's too many. You're running a very bad joke already. And anyway, this guy was anything. He'd try anything. So the guy said, just ask him what to do. And the psychiatrist says, well, go home. He says, kick in the door. and run to your wife and grab her and just tear her clothes off and make love to her right on the spot. And so the guy said, okay. And so he went home. He came back the next day, and he thanks the guy for the same guy. And he says, well, what happened? The psychiatrist asked him. He says, well, he says, I went home. He says, I kicked open the door. He says, I grabbed my wife, ripped off her clothes. He says, I made love to her right there. And he says, well, did it work? The guy says, no, but her bridge club got a big kick out of it. Parlor. Isn't that awful? Throughout history, there have been many songs written about man's eternal fight for survival. This one tells a story of a dedicated man, a condemned society, and no beautiful women. When the sun rises tomorrow, Tom Dooley may hang. Right after the guitar player. Boy. Tom Dooley may hang. But more than likely, he'll be the victim not of a beautiful woman, nor a Mr. Grayson, but of a disciple of a certain doctor named Freud.
Well, it happened in Vienna not so many years ago, when not so many folks were getting sick. So a starving young physician tried to better his position by discovering what made his patients tick-tock, tick-tock.
He forgot about sclerosis and invented the psychosis and a thousand ways that sex could be enjoyed. He adopted as his credo down repression, up libido, and that was the start of Dr. Sigmund Freud. Oh, Dr. Freud,
Dr. Freud,
Dr. Freud,
Dr. Freud, how we wish you had been differently employed. For the set of circumstances still enhances the finances of the followers of Dr. Sigmund Freud.
Well, he analyzed the dreams of the teens and libertines and substituted monologue for pills. He drew crowds like Wilson Sadler when along came Young and Adler, and they said,
by God, there's gold in them, they're ills. We encountered no resistance as we served destroyed assistance. Us with ego and with it we deftly toyed.
Now that's right, but instead of toting bedpans, they wore analytic deadpans. Those ambitious doctors,
Adler
and Freud. Oh, Dr. Freud,
Dr. Freud,
and Martin is come marching in. We're Dr. Freud, come marching in. Hallelujah, Lord, instead of circumstances still enhances the finances when our boy comes marching in.
Let's on. Now the big three have departed, but not so the cult they started. It's been carried on by many a goodly band. And to trauma shock and more shock, some men invented Rorschach. Now this thing has got completely out of hand.
So old boys with double chinsies and a million would-be kinsies, they discuss it at the drop of a repression.
That's my dad.
And I wouldn't be complaining, but for all the loot I'm paying, to lie down on someone's couch and cry confession. Oh, Dr. Freud, Dr. Freud, what do you do?
How we wish you had been differently employed.
Chop, chop, chop.
For the set of circumstances still enhances the finances of the followers of Dr. Sigmund Freud.
Laugh,
oh, the set of circumstances still enhances the finances of the followers of Dr. Sigmund Freud.
Come along, chillin', come along, while the moon is shining bright. Get on board down by the river shore, we're gonna raise a ruckus tonight. Why don't you come along, chillin', come along, while the moon is shining bright. You better get on board down by the river.
river shore, gonna raise a ruckus tonight.
Folks have come to have a fling,
raise a ruckus tonight. Hey, we have come to play and sing, raise a ruckus tonight. Come along, children, come along, while the moon is shining bright. Get on board down by the river shore, we're gonna raise a ruckus tonight.
Why don't you
come along, children, come along, while the moon is shining bright.
You better
get on board down by the river shore, we're gonna raise a ruckus tonight.
Hey, now won't you come along, children, come along, while the moon is shining bright. You better get on board down by the river shore, we're gonna raise a ruckus tonight.
We're gonna raise a ruckus.
When?
Tonight.
Thank you. Since we are called the Border Singers,
we
like to
call by our initials.
We like to do songs of foreign origin.
Reverse.
Tell about things that happen in all kinds of countries. And this next one tells about Norway and some guys who are in the naval service over there. They buy and sell navels wholesale. No, they actually the sea plays a very vital role in Norway, as you know, I guess. And these guys, in order to become sailors in the Royal Norwegian Navy, have to go through this extensive training in the Naval Academy. And it seems that they're so excited when they finally get out to sea, and they've heard all these stories of different countries and all the exciting things that happen. And this particular group of guys are coming across to New York on a big sailing vessel, and they have to eat pork and drink lemon juice to keep from having scurvy and beriberi and a lot of those other guys. And anyway, they've heard some stories about all the fantastic things that happen in the United States and particularly in New York, where they're going to be docking in the village of New York.
Clever, Norwegian.
All the way from Norway, his lemon juice and pork. Boy, the wine and food and the girls are good in the village of New York, in the village of New York. They say in New York Harbor, a lady in the sea holds a light that shines so bright in the land of liberty, and we love liberty.
They say the buildings grow so tall they push away the sky, and if you drop them off the top of hunger, boys, you'll die.
Of hunger, boys, you'll die. All the way from Norway, it's lemon juice and pork, where the wine and the food and the girls are good in the village of New York, in the village of New York.
They say the subway runs for miles way underneath the ground. A friend of mine got on one time and he never has been found.
He never has been found. They say the elevators go like rockets in the air, and when they stop,
one, two,
your eyes go pop,
but my shoe,
your stomach is not there, your stomach is not there.
They say they never dim the lights along the great white way. When day is done, the midnight sun comes out like in Norway.
Comes out like in Norway.
They say the girls are buxom like the wind that fills the sails. They wear long pants and when they dance they swing their ponytails.
They swing their ponytails. Wine from Norway and girls who are born with wine.
On the songs that we sing, and this one is one in which we did a particular good job of researching because we wanted to find a song that was typically Americana, that is, a song in which the idea of the song expressed an idea or a subject which was all ours here in the United States. No other country had this thing, and after all of this research, we found that the one thing that we had that nobody else had
was peanut butter.
instant mashed potatoes is what it is, actually. Now, what we have is
smear it all over the audience, right in the middle of this song.
Is the cowboy.
And are you so going to do that lousy cowboy song again?
Well, gee, I thought I would.
Gee whiz. The corniest song you've ever heard.
Would you like to be excused?
Not yet.
Now, this is a cowboy song, and it tells about a legendary cowboy that comes from Texas, goes by the name of...
Lyndon B. Johnson. And Ladybug.
Ladybug.
Lady Bird, don't you mean?
I knew it was something with wings on it. I didn't know exactly what it was.
Yeah. No, actually, it tells about this legendary hero by the name of Pecos Bill, who went around the countryside just doing all sorts of wonderful things, like painting the Painted Desert and putting the gold in them lar hills, you know, and all sorts of things like that that everybody'd like to do, you know, but they never seemed to find the time for, you know, that sort of thing. And so this is his story. It's called The Saga of Pecos Bill.
Oh, boy. And it's a serial. You have to come back three nights in a row to hear it all.
We got letters.
Dear Perry,
you must be kidding.
Read the letter.
Dear Uncle Bob, I want to tell you that I watch and listen to your program every Friday and Saturday night, and I want to write you a letter and tell you how much I enjoy it. And I also want to tell you that my mama just got for my birthday for me a pair of real black shiny cowboy boots with spurs on them. A pair of real tight black cowboy pants with fringe on them.
Lizard.
And a black and white cowboy vest with fringe and reflectors on it. And the reflectors were right up here on the side.
Ivory leaf.
And a 10-gallon cowboy hat that holds 10 gallons of cowboys, I guess. I don't know. And two shiny guns and 17 silver bullets. And I want to tell you how much I enjoy your program. And it's signed Little Eric Cord in Waco, Texas. Well, thanks a lot for your letter, Eric, and a real happy birthday to you on your 35th birthday, and I think that we ought to do something real nice about that.
Interrupting me for things like that. I got to say one thing here. They give me a bad time on this song because I do all the solo work, see, so you'll have to excuse anything that they might do here to try and foul me up, so to speak. I didn't speak any too soon.
Now, Pecos Bill was quite a cowboy down in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
He was a mighty Superman, to say the least.
Oh, yeah.
He was the roughest, toughest critter, never known to be a quitter, because he had no fear of neither man nor beast.
Oh, yeah.
So yip-yay-yay-yay, yip-yay-o, for the roughest critter west of the Alamo.
Once he wrote the raging cyclone out of nowhere. Then he saddled it and settled down with ease. And while that cyclone bucked and flitted, Pecos rolled, smoked, and lit it. And he came that ornery wind down to breeze.
So yip-yay-yay-yay, yip-yay-o, for the roughest critter west of the Alamo.
That you doing all that yodeling?
I don't think so. I'd never go.
Gee, somebody was yodeling.
Once a band of painted engines did a war dance.
Pecos
started shooting up their little game. He gave them engines such a shake up that they jumped out of their makeup. That's the way the Painted Desert got its name.
So yip-yay-yay-yay, yip-yay-o, for the roughest critter west of the Alamo.
Jim was doing all that yodeling there.
Well, I knew it wasn't me. I never tried to yodel.
I'm sorry I accused you unjustly.
Once a band of rustlers stole a herd of cattle. But they didn't know the herd they stole was Bill's.
Well, when he caught them ornery villains, Pecos knocked out all their fillings.
That's the way they got the gold in them there hills.
So yip-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay-
What in the devil are you doing over here?
Sort of hit the wrong string. Or just a fleeting moment.
That's kind of hard to do when you're only playing on one of them. What is that doing? You make errors on that G string every night.
What kind of a cowboy are you anyway? Can't even play a G string.
Jiminy Christmas.
Oh. Once he lost his way while trying.
Singing song, huh?
Once he lost his way whilst traveling crossed the desert.
Put a little jazz background in there for you.
Think you're Henry Mancini or something, do you?
The Orville.
It was 90 miles across the burning sand. He knew he'd never reach the border if and he didn't get some water. Look, I was trying to use my sexy voice.
Yeah, but you were disguising it.
So he got a stick and dug the Rio Grande.
Yip-yi-yay-yi-yay-yo. For the roughest critter west of the Alamo.
That's all yours.
Yip-yi-yay-yi-yay-yo.
Got an announcement, and there's a 1959 black Chevrolet with a white convertible top on outside, and it's on fire. And I was supposed to make this announcement last night, so I'm okay. No, actually, we'd like to do a song now and have everybody join in with us.
Oh boy!
And this is called "Away with Rum," and I'm sure you're all familiar with it. And if you're not, why, it'll be. We'll simply go over it a couple times. And this is an audience participation number. And I know a lot of people are sort of embarrassed about singing. But as an added incentive, we've got some of the waitresses passing through the crowd with bull whips. So, you know, figure it out. But anyway, it's called Away with Rum.
Bye, John.
And the reason why I actually started singing this song was because of my father, alas, him poor soul. Is probably somewhere right now. I think of him as I'm singing this song.
Oh, no.
He, well, if you ever met my father, why, you'd understand. It's called Away with Rum.
Poor dialect now, the down California Reno Street area.
Bad!
There he is. Corn.
cause from it comes booze, and one little bite, you're sure to lose. Can you imagine a more terrible slob than a man getting blasted from corn on the cob?
Oh! Away!
So you'll never catch us take one little pop. Besides, there's more money in pushing the stuff.
Away, away with rum, my gum.
Well, with rum,
my gum.
With rum,
my gum. Away, away with rum, my gum. The song of the sound.
Never eat cookies, those cookies have yeast. One little bite turns the man to a beast. How can you imagine a more terrible sight than a man eating cookies until he gets tight? Away,
away with rum, my gum, with rum, my gum.
It's made with rum, and one little bite makes a man like a bunch of boys. Can you imagine a more pitiful disgrace than a man in the gutter with crumbs on his face? Away.